Official Washington had barely caught its breath yesterday over the resignation of Attorney General John Ashcroft when President Bush announced his new choice for the top law enforcement job, White House counsel and longtime Bush confidant Alberto Gonzalez. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The son of migrant workers, Gonzalez is an American success story, a corporate lawyer who went to work for Governor George Bush in Texas and has been at Mr. Bush's side in one form or another ever since. As one Republican put it yesterday, with Gonzalez at Justice, there will be no embarrassing dissonance between what the president wants and the Justice Department does. Some critics, even some inside the administration, say that is precisely the problem. There will still be nobody to push back, to stop the president before he gets into trouble. The president, in nominating Gonzalez yesterday, though, was unstinting in his praise.
His sharp intellect and sound judgment have helped shape our policies in the war on terror, policies designed to protect the security of all Americans.
And Gonzalez pledged to uphold the rule of law.
The American people expect and deserve a Department of Justice guided by the rule of law. And there should be no question regarding the department's commitment to justice for every American. On this principle, there can be no compromise.
In the legal offices at the Pentagon, though, the applause was muted. The career brass have clashed repeatedly with Gonzalez over policies that he developed in the wake of 9/11.
The military lawyers have been essentially shut out.
Retired Navy Judge Advocate General John Hudson says that by shutting out the military lawyers, Gonzalez stacked the deck to ensure that those who would raise the most effective protest to proposed terrorism policies would not be at the table.
So it's done in a very close circle, behind closed doors, and then it's brought out as a fait accompli.
Jim Cullen recently retired as the chief judge of the U.S. Army Court of Military Appeals.
When you encounter a person who is willing to twist the law in such a way, even though for perhaps good reasons, you have to say you're really undermining the rule of law itself, and I just don't feel comfortable with that.
Among the most controversial of the policies developed on the Gonzalez watch were the policy allowing the indefinite imprisonment of American citizens deemed to be enemy combatants without charge or access to lawyers, the policy allowing for the indefinite detention of prisoners captured in Afghanistan while at the same time denying them the protection of the Geneva Conventions or access to courts, and a policy that allowed for more aggressive questioning of prisoners using techniques that military lawyers later said were torture and were outlawed by the Geneva Conventions. In all of these, Gonzalez publicly took the position that the president had the inherent war power to do as he wished, and that the courts had no power to intervene. But the Supreme Court firmly rejected that argument last June, declaring that it is well established that the law of war is not a blank check for the executive branch. Berkeley professor John Yoo, who worked with Gonzalez after 9/11, counters the criticism of the nominee.
I think he did his job. I mean, he can be wrong for not predicting accurately what the Supreme Court was going to do, but, many of us have been guilty of that kind of error. I think what he did was to give him the best advice available on the law as existed at that time.
Although Gonzalez could yet face difficult confirmation hearings, few in Washington think he will be rejected by the Senate. The president, after all, is at the height of his power in the wake of this month's election returns. Or as Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, put it.
In the Senate, they could probably propose Attila the Hun and get him confirmed as Attorney General. I'm glad that they have not done that.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.